Want to be a part of the conversation? Then let us know on the TNT Radio Interactive Live chat room at tntradio.live. Lighting the fuse for freedom. Today's news talk, TNT Radio. This is the Joe Hoff Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Hey, this is Joe Hoff. Glad to be back with you and glad that you're here. I hope you're having a great day. This is the Joe Hoff Show on TNT Radio Live, and we've got another great show today for you, and appreciate you dialing in. And reminder that if you ever miss the show, you can go to the website at tntradio.live and pull down any of the prior broadcasts and listen at your leisure. And I've done that myself, and hope you do too, whenever you can. We've had some great guests here on the show. We got another incredible guest today. And normally we might wait a few minutes before we introduce the guest, but today we're just going to jump right into it. My special guest today is someone that I work with now at TNT Radio, and also someone who's from the West Coast, the other side of the States, than where I'm at. And she's done incredible work over the years, in especially in the California area, on numerous stories. So welcome, Cece Woods.
Good morning. Well, it's not more. It's morning for me, not for you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, just barely.
Right. Yeah, right. It's 2 o'clock here on the East Coast. So anyways, all good. A little bit of cloudiness, but not a bad day indeed. Probably about 80 degrees here, I guess.
Wow, yeah. Good for you. I'm in like sweats, and it's cold over here in Manhattan Beach. So you're getting the better end of the deal right now.
Yeah. I think I told you I have a niece who lives in near Redondo Beach. I think that's how you say it. And I'd fly through going to Hong Kong numerous times through LAX, and usually had a layover. So I'd a few times I was able to get out of the airport and go meet her and walk along that wonderful walkway on the beach there. That's just gorgeous, mm-hmm. just south of the airport. And just really enjoyed that. Had some nice short walks on the beach there, and it was a lot of fun. So anyways, yeah, I know where you're at, and it's a gorgeous place on this earth to be. So anyways, Cece, I'm excited to have you here, because there's just so much about you that I'd like to know, first of all. And what I do know is fantastic. So maybe what we could do is just kind of really start off and tell us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up here at TNT Radio.
Well, about 10 years ago, maybe a little bit more than 10 years ago, like 11 years ago, I was in Malibu and recently divorced, and I was in the fashion industry for 2 decades. And a friend of mine and his girlfriend dragged me into a local environmental battle, which was the Malibu Lagoon Restoration Project. And they knew that I had experience in PR and marketing in the fashion industry, and they needed my help because the message that was getting out about this project was being convoluted, and a lot of disinformation was being distributed, you know, to the community. So it divided our community, and there was just a lot of discord, et cetera, around this project. It was just very high profile battle. And it made the news all the time. Anyway, so that kind of ended up pointing me in a whole new direction in terms of my career. And I started a year later after this, about a year later after the project was completed. I mean, we suffered through a tragedy there, but it led me to becoming a publisher, and I started 90265 Magazine, which is out in Malibu. Mm-hmm. And then shortly after that, about a year into publishing this lifestyle magazine, which is still in existence today, I was really bored with just telling these lifestyle stories over and over again. It just, you know, it was kind of an extension of my fashion life that I just, you know, I needed something meaty, right? So I had gotten involved with the community pretty heavily, and I was starting to report on local politics in Malibu. And that led me to starting the Local Malibu, which was, or is, my online platform for news and environmental and politics, et cetera. And that was in print actually for the longest time until we just, you know, transferred over to just internet, solely internet. And then in 2018, I awoke one morning and a young father of two was murdered at Malibu Creek State Park. And at that time, I was very heavily involved in reporting on public safety, not crime, because we didn't have any crime out there, you know, to speak of. It was really PCH, public safety issues, you know, and local politics. So I was just kind of dumbfounded, you know, like walking around going, what do? I don't know how to report on a murder. And sure enough, that night, a community member sent me a message on Facebook. And it was a message telling me that somebody, one of our community members, a resident, was driving over Malibu Canyon 4 days before the murder. And he was also shot at right outside Malibu Creek State Park at the same time that Tristan Baudette was murdered, only a few days before. So I thought to myself, holy crap, we have a sniper in the area. So I posted on Facebook that night, and the very next morning I awoke to a flood of posts, including from victims of previous shootings for 2 years before that. So that ended up exposing, wow, yeah, the Malibu Creek State Park shootings. And I've been working on this case and other cases in my area that have been unsolved for the last 4 years. And I just recently started doing an update on this that's going to expose a lot more.
Wow.
That's so that's where I'm at now.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry. So anyway, I started from there. I've developed a relationship with the almost former sheriff of LA County, Alex Villanueva, who is being replaced by Robert Luna on Saturday. And that led to a lot of relationships in LA politics, including with the DA's office and other very prominent people in politics in LA. And that led to me breaking the story about the counterfeit mask scandal at LA Metro, which in turn led to a watchdog organization in DC and a senator's office contacting me just a few months ago, because the former head of LA Metro, who is the center of multiple local criminal and federal investigations, which I have been solely the one reporting on up until the raids that just happened at LA Metro in September. Well, he was nominated by Biden to become the head of the FAA with no aviation experience whatsoever. So because I was the only one reporting on this, the watchdog organization called me and they said, do you realize that when you Google, you're the only one who has these articles? You are the only one. I said, what? Like, I mean, how can that even be? Sure enough, that was the case. And when the raids happened, the criminal investigations happened last month, the senator saw my tweets that I was putting out, and they called me and said, we're putting a statement out. And they are the Senate Committee for Science, Transportation, and Commerce. Sorry. Hmm. So, yeah. Anyway, so that just led all the way to DC, and now wow, from DC so to now TNT Radio.
Yeah, great. Wow. So is that a U.S. Senate individuals that reached out to you, or was it the California Senate?
Yeah, no, Senator Robert Wicker's assistants, yeah, or executive assistants. Yeah, yeah. And they wow, reached out to me that morning when I posted on Twitter that I was the only reporter on September 14th, 2022 that was standing outside LA Metro headquarters where they were serving criminal warrants, where the former LA Metro CEO Philip Washington was named in those warrants as well. Even though he was no longer the CEO there, he was named in those warrants.
Wow, unbelievable. Hey, Cece, if you don't mind, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Sure. And we'll start digging into some of this stuff, because I'm really fascinated by really all that you have to share. So We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with Cece Woods. This is the Joe Hoff Show. We'll be right back.
TNT Radio's David McBride and Dr. Robert Brennan.
So what does it say about an industry that even has need for such a position? I mean, it's not as if, oh, I'm going to work for McDonald's as the counterterrorism finance manager. It implies already that there was a risk within the system that they should have been aware of and been working against.
It was all window dressing. It looks, you know, on face value that the organisation is committed to do the right thing, but an industry with so much money being involved, going through the machines, going through the various clubs, you know, one would think there's a lot of money to go around at $95 billion, but the majority of these clubs don't want to spend the money simply on putting these programs in place and you know, I found there was a lot of cutting the corners with that.
McBride and Brennan with David McBride and Dr. Robert Brennan on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Google and Facebook, they don't sell you anything. They sell you.
Facebook constantly manipulates their users. They do it by the things that they insert into the news feeds, and they do it by the types of posts they allow their users to see.
It's what Google and Facebook are doing on a regular basis, by suppressing stories, by steering us towards other stories rather than the stories we're actually seeking. That's the real manipulation that's going on.
I was a design ethicist at Google, where I studied how do you ethically steer people's thoughts.
It will always favor one online music service over another and one candidate over another.
Google and Facebook has the power to undermine democracy without us knowing that democracy has been undermined.
There's what I call the creepy line, and the Google policy about a lot of these things is to get right up to the creepy line but not cross it.
Google crosses the creepy line every day.
Discover how society is manipulated by Google and Facebook. The creepy line at salemnow.com.
What kind of talk is this anyway?
This is today's News Talk and the voice of freedom, TNT Radio.
Hey, we're back. This is Joe Hoff with the Joe Hoff Show here at the station that's international. It's going international. And I've been checking some stuff out here during the break. Lots going on in this country today. But today we're fortunate to have Cece Woods with us. And Cece, welcome back.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Kind of jumping all over here. I'm getting questions about whether I know somebody from an attorney and all sorts of stuff during the break. So I tell you what, not a lot of time to just sit down and really gather information and work lately because there's so much going on. My day today started early in the morning writing, and I think your days are probably similar, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. Early in the morning, start writing right away, and then I've been on a couple calls. I had a couple really interesting calls today about the election and what's going on, especially in some of the states right now. And then was on another show prior to this and now starting this show. And I got another show shortly after this, a TV show. So working hard as you well know. So it sounds like, so you've mentioned here in the first segment, you mentioned that you have a magazine. It's 90265. And is that still going on? And that's out there in California area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been in existence since August of 2013. And now that I live in the South Bay now, and it's been a struggle trying to keep recreating new content for Malibu, believe it or not. So I'm now changing the format somewhat, and we are launching a new magazine called Cali Mag. So I'm going to kind of fold 90265 into that in terms of the magazine layout, but it'll always have its separate website as does Cali Mag.
Oh, that's cool. And then you also have this local Malibu. I guess that's an internet site.
It's an online news platform basically devoted to Malibu politics and these cases that I have been working on for the last 4 years.
Wow. You got a lot going on. So you're a busy girl.
Yes. And, right? And I co-host 5 days a week with Brian McClain on the Brian McClain Show on TNT Radio. And it looks like pretty soon I'm going to be having my own show as well.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's great news. That's great. Yes. That's fantastic. So now, so happy to have you here, and you helped me. You haven't even mentioned that you helped me too with schedule with my show as well as with contacts, et cetera. So really appreciate all you do for me personally. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
So right before the break, you mentioned this this incident with the shooter in this Malibu State Park, and then I know there's a story there. But you also mentioned this whole thing about this L.A. Metro head who Biden has, I guess, nominated for the head of the FAA. And the guy's has nothing to do with aviation in his career.
He has zero aviation experience. Zero. He was put at, and I say put, the reason why I say put is because we've got something called the D.C. handshake out here where our local politicians and our puppets for the LA Board of Supervisors and whatever political powers that be end up getting these positions, and they are moved around for the sole purpose of getting positions like this corrupt LA Metro CEO, former LA Metro CEO, who is now being tapped by Biden to be the head of the FAA.
Just insanity. I don't know what to think about California. Like I mentioned, I got a niece out there, and she's, you know, great, just a great person. But I just don't know. I just the Newsom, I just can't stand that guy. Demonic. He just comes across. If there was a picture of a demon, it'd be that guy. That guy's just something else. And what he did to the people out there during the shutdowns was just, it was beyond the pale. I heard stories like you couldn't. You know, you go into a restaurant, the law is you can't turn on your TV in your restaurant. Certain people had to sit, so just crazy stuff. Like you had to, when you had Thanksgiving, only five or so people at a table, and you had to eat outside. It's just like, who is this? Who are these people out there? Is that your impression as well? Or you lived through it?
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was barbaric. It was ridiculous. And people were just so angry. And what's great to know about, at least in the area where I live, is that Orange County is just a short distance away. And they went through the pandemic in a completely different fashion than we did. As a matter of fact, their city attorney, Michael Gates, he fought Newsom when Newsom sent down National Guard. When he sent down the National Guard to block beach access, Michael sued the state of California and Newsom and said, these are our beaches under our control. You don't get to do this. And he won. They were gone within 24 hours.
Oh, that's great. That's good to hear. Yeah, what insanity too. It's like it's like, you know, there was no purpose there. It's not like Newsom's some doctor that knows that we can't be on the beaches. The beaches were probably some of the most healthy things you could do, is my understanding. Get out, get some sun, and actually get around other people. So if you get this thing, and you can move on and move through it. But crazy stuff like that. And you had to live through that. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And this whole thing about the head of FAA, I'm thinking I might have even written about this guy at the Gateway Pundit. I'm trying to look it up now, but that's to me is just appalling. What was the FAA like while this guy was still there?
You mean LA Metro?
Yeah. Sorry, LA Metro.
It was a total corrupt situation to the point where the whistleblowers who came to me, they ended up suing and winning, of course. They are the ones also who fed me the information about the counterfeit masks. And within 24 hours of me releasing the story about the counterfeit masks, two federal investigations were opened. And you know, I don't know what the outcome was that, you know, the feds take forever anyway. But
yeah,
from there, that also led to the fraud and pay to play investigations, which led to the September 4th raids. Those took over 2 years to get those warrants together, but they got it.
What's the deal about the masks that you're mentioning? What's that all about?
The masks were, at the beginning of the pandemic, when we knew nothing about what this situation was, right? The LA Metro was supposed to provide the proper PPE, you know, personal protection equipment. And they were supposed to be the K95 masks, et cetera, et cetera. You had to have the proper protection for their bus drivers and their railway workers, et cetera. Well, it was discovered that they had counterfeit N95 masks. And once it was discovered and the personnel made the LA Metro CEO aware of it, he didn't care. He just kept giving out the counterfeit PPE. And I mean, obviously this guy doesn't really care about public safety, period. I mean, in the beginning, we didn't know what we were in for. So when you've got this unknown disease traveling around and they're trying to make you think that you're going to drop dead because of it, you would think you would take precautions at a transportation organization once it was discovered, he totally just blew it off. He didn't care.
Do you think he was making money on it?
You know what? He could have been. He could have been making money on those masks, and they were traced back to China. I know that. I mean, at that time, there was a big business to, you know, make these counterfeit masks, because that way they were flying off the shelves, right?
Yeah, who cares if they work, you know? But if they don't work, then that's a different deal.
This guy's already shown that he cannot be responsible running a transportation agency. He's already shown that. He's proved that in multiple criminal investigations and just with the aspect of public safety with this counterfeit mask situation and other issues. And Biden wants to make him the head of the FAA? After 1 year at Denver International Airport, he didn't stay at LA Metro. Last year, he took a job and lied to the city council over in Denver to get that job because he was under investigation. He said he wasn't under investigation. Anyway, now it turns out that, it looks like it was very strategic in terms of them, I mean his ties to Biden, because he was the he was part of the transition team for Biden's administration for transportation. Biden was alerted that he was under investigation, obviously did not care. 2 years later, now he's being nominated. And if you look at who has run the FAA previously, they're all Delta Airlines pilots, Delta Airlines CEOs, or other airline CEOs, or extensive aviation experience in the military. Not this failure. I mean, it's just, it's scary. It's incredibly scary. It really is.
I think Biden does this stuff, and it's so in your face. It's so true. Bizarre and the whole administration is starting with Biden. I mean, the guy cannot talk. He doesn't know where he's at half the time. He's seriously failing. And we all sit around, or we don't, but I guess the media does. And of course, these people in the media, they see him every day. They know this guy's not right. And they know they're hiding information from us. But this whole thing, even just starting with Biden, who's running this country? I saw somebody say that over the half year or so ago. And it's something we all know, but it says, this person said that this is the first time in world history that a country has ever been, you know, running along, and we don't even know who our leader is, because it's not Biden. Right? So who's making the nomination? You know what I mean? Who's making the nomination for this FC, you know, or the FAA position? I mean, really, who? It's not Biden. You know, somebody's telling them and somebody's running it. I heard the other day that Susan Rice has an office right across from Biden. And of course, she worked
with Obama.
Oh,
that wouldn't surprise me.
And so then, and she's tied to Obama tightly. And Obama, God knows where he's at most of the time. A lot of people believe that he's running the show that Biden used to call him daily. We've heard that. And then if it's Obama, then of course it's George Soros. And so, and then God knows if China's involved as well, but it certainly seems like that. It certainly seems like China's running the show as much as anybody.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. And as far as Soros goes, it's a daily conversation on the third hour that I co-host with Brian McLean on TNT, where, good. I mean, it's dumbfounding. Oh yeah. I mean, Soros has got 75 DAs across the country that are now actively destroying our sense of public safety. And I mean, really, honestly, it's really scary. It's a very scary reality to live in these cities that are run by Soros-backed DAs.
Yeah, I talked to Jim the other day, my twin brother who runs Gateway Pundit, who founded it. And we talk every day as we write at the Gateway Pundit. The one thing that, you know, I said is, you know, Soros shouldn't even be here. This guy's record, if you go back and look, he was helping the Nazis in World War II. His family walked away, with a lot of money after World War II, even though their narrative is that they walked away poor little victims from World War II. No, it's nothing but that. It was the total opposite. This 14-year-old kid was helping the Nazis, telling them where the Jews were so they could collect the booty. And I think the my understanding is the Soros family made out as well, and so this guy shouldn't even be in the country. He should be behind bars, and he shouldn't be an American citizen because he doesn't qualify because he's a Nazi. If that's the case, and it sure seems like it is. And so, this guy shouldn't even be here. And he came here, got U.S. citizenship, and ever since then, like you said. It seems like his one goal is to destroy the U.S. And maybe that's resentment from leftover from World War II because the U.S. came in and basically after the U.S. came in, the war soon was over. And what's going on inside that crazy guy's head? Now he's like 99, 100. And I saw him. He just looks horrible now, but he's still, I guess he's still as sinister as he's always been. These plans are just insane. And so this is what we get with Soros. We get an FAA, head of an FAA who doesn't even fly a plane. They had the same thing.
He shouldn't be. He has no knowledge of. I mean, can you imagine how many millions of people this guy can't even manage a local. A transportation agency in Los Angeles, let alone millions of people who fly in and out of the United States, on a daily basis. It's craziness. Mm-hmm. I've heard the same absurdity.
Yep. The same thing was with when we went through all these, the problem with products getting into the country, especially there in LA and Long Beach, those ports were, there was boats sitting out there for, maybe something like up to 70, maybe 80 boats waiting to get unloaded, massive cargo ships, I guess. And the person that Biden had in charge of that area of the government was somebody didn't know anything about boats. He didn't know anything about shipping, didn't know anything about this stuff. It's like, what's going on? And then I tell you what, the other one, did you see this week? There's one guy that he appointed into a position, and the guy's he's really weird. He like dresses up as animals and stuff. It's not even trans. It's like he dresses up as animals, and he's bald and ugly and dresses up in women's clothes too.
I think I've seen
kind of a red-haired bald guy.
Yep.
Yeah, he got busted this week for stealing like $2,500 in women's purses from some store or something. and Biden leaves him on. I mean, this it's crazy what's going on. Just yeah. It's so in our face. It's so disgusting. And then yet, like you're right, I didn't know it was the number of DAs that you mentioned. I had no idea that we're to that.
Oh yeah.
There's that many. It's just but we saw it in St. Louis, and I've talked to Ann Dorn, whose husband was killed during the Black Lives Matter protests. Her husband was a former chief of police in St. Louis, a black guy. He gets called by this guy that he knows to go check on this guy's pawn shop, which was near his house. So he goes there. He gets shot and killed live on Facebook. I guess maybe his grandson or something saw him killed, didn't realize that's who it was. And then these guys, eventually they did get arrested, but she talked about, Ann Dorn, you know, told me the whole story about that, and it's just real sad. It's horrible. Here's the former chief of police getting shot and killed in St. Louis. And then a couple of these guys almost got off if it wasn't for Ann. And she stepped in to make sure that these guys get justice. And but in St. Louis City, she's telling me, like, maybe there should be, I don't know the exact numbers, but it's like 2,000 police, and we've only got like closer to 1,200. So they're way understaffed, and the police aren't arresting anybody anymore, because when they do, this corrupt DA, Kim Gardner, she just lets them go. Mm-hmm. And then, so they get discouraged. It's like, why should I even arrest anybody? At the same time, if you're a cop and somebody should get shot and killed or something, well, good luck, because she is going to be bringing you to court, and you'll have to cover your own expenses. And so they can't hire any people to come in and fill the police force, because they see what's going on. They're like, why would I want to put myself in that situation?
Totally. That's happening out here.
And so crime just goes through the roof, and these people get away with it. And it's frightening. And you know, it's happening all over the country.
Yeah. I live in Los Angeles, and we are living through the horror of a Soros-backed DA, and also watching Soros's dirty little hands in our election process. Mm-hmm. With our voter rolls that are, you know, the thing is, I mean, the whole 2020 COVID, and that's when they wanted to really implement their strategy by locking us down, letting us vote by mail. Now the voting by mail is out of control. People are getting 10 ballots in their mailboxes. Mm. People are being sent ballots from California to Texas and other places, and they haven't lived in California in 5 years. The voter rolls are just, they're so dirty and so not up to date. It's maddening. And when Chesa Boudin was successfully recalled in San Francisco, which just happened in June, I know Gascon, you know, and Soros and all those guys who are all in this together were freaking out that was going to be accomplished in LA, and they put their battle plan together. Well, it probably wasn't even that difficult, because the guy who runs our registrar county recorder's office is just as dirty as they all are, and that voter roll has not been cleaned in so long. And anyway, they found 39% of the signatures that were thrown out in the recall, this recent recall that should have gone through, didn't go through, 39% already they shouldn't have been thrown out or disqualified. Yeah. But yet they sure find extra signatures when they want to push through somebody like Karen Bass over Rick Caruso, which we are not stupid enough to think that Karen Bass won. And she's as corrupt as they come. So, and
what election was that? What election was that?
The LA mayor race over here, which again, back in, I'm going to say right before the primary, the LA mayor race. So Garcetti's out. Karen Bass was running against Rick Caruso, very, very wealthy well-respected businessman. He put $100 million into his own campaign. And meanwhile, over the course of time, right before the primary, Biden and Kamala Harris made their own very public support for Karen Bass as mayor. And my jaw dropped to the floor going, what the hell are they why are they sticking their nose and supporting an LA mayor candidate? Don't we have enough problems in this country that they need to focus on? Uh-huh. They don't need to focus on our local elections. Well, there's reasons for it. And so, I mean, Karen Bass was already embroiled in another scandal with USC and fraud. And it's just a whole long story, but you know, she won by like the slimmest margin. And then, the mail-in votes came in, like Rick was ahead. Caruso was ahead. And then the mail-in ballots came in and guess what? Every round went to her in the mail-in ballots.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Sure. There you go. Yeah. I talked to a couple of individuals yesterday and you may know I've been really involved in the election steal with my auditing background and stuff. Yep. I happened to be right place, right time in 2020, looking at this stuff. And talked to some guys last night or yesterday, and they've been looking at exactly what you're talking about. And by the way, you know, everybody's got an idea of what happened. And I'll just say, everybody's right. You're absolutely right. They cheated every single way that you can imagine. Mm-hmm. But the thing that grabbed me for some time has been the fact that there's these ballot drops that just massive amounts of all of a sudden 145,000 votes for Joe Biden. Well, how does that happen?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, you know, come on, right? First of all, for Joe Biden, anybody voting for the guy, but the fact that there's 145,000 only for him, of course it's fraud. Of course. And I do think that in 2020, they were just overwhelmed like they were in 2016. They just had no idea Trump would gain that many votes. I mean, he gained like 12 million between 16 and 20, and it overwhelmed them. But what these guys yesterday said is that they have figured out, they've been looking at the voter rolls. And this one guy, they're both real smart, techie kind of guys. And the second guy that we talked to, his name's Gleason. He's out of Florida, actually. He's also an expert, I believe, in fraud. So he knew the questions to ask, and these techie guys would put together the queries in these voter rolls. And they found a couple things, and I can tell you a couple bombs here. One was what they found was with these voter rolls. So it's I do believe what's going on, like with California, where you say like 10 ballots going to one person, you know, that doesn't make sense. Or ballots going to other states and stuff for people that used to live there. I mean, that doesn't make sense either. But that is what they're doing. They've got these massive voter rolls that aren't cleaned up. And this guy has a tool now to do that. And he's going to really start promoting it here after the new year. But he also has the ability to find out immediately if there's changes. And what they found here recently in this 22 election in one state, and it's going to be coming out next week, is that there was something like 30,000 votes in one instance where all of a sudden these people's names, their addresses changed. Mm-hmm. 30,000 people in one state. And then a little later, 40,000 people had their zip codes changed. But then all of these were changed back to the original zip code and address within a few weeks. But during that 2-week period of time is when the absentee ballots were mailed out. So they have found a pattern here. This is how these, you know, this is the big number stuff. They're sending these things out then. They come back, I guess, through the post office. And from there, we don't really know exactly where they go. But that's how they're gathering these big chunks of ballots that I believe maybe they're sending them in, or maybe they're just setting them off to the side until they need them come election day. But they have found that this happened at least in one state here recently. And they're starting to see patterns elsewhere. Another thing that they've uncovered, just looking at the data, and this will be coming out shortly at the Gateway Pundit. I don't know. As soon as I get the information, and either Jim or I will put it up, the same group of guys, what they found is they started looking at the Federal Elections Commission data, and they're finding that there's like people that are unemployed that are making these massive donations, $100 at a time. So a guy sitting over here has just sent like 2,000-3,000 donations to various candidates, $100 at a time. And they're saying, wow, that doesn't make sense because the guy's unemployed. So it's like $100,000+ some of these people are passing on to candidates, and yet they don't even, you know, they don't even have jobs. So they're seeing a pattern there as well. So the Dems, they do anything and everything to cheat. And that's basically, I guess maybe that's it in one sentence. They will do anything, you know, anything. They could
to
make
win,
up
yeah.
They could call the president a puppet of Putin and run with that for 3 years. Total lie. They could steal an election. They'll do anything. They will do anything. Yeah. And the stuff you're in California, you're seeing it up front and in your face every day.
Really 100%. Same thing with Newsom. Yeah. I mean, I mean, in one hand, he's handing everybody money allowing people to just live high on the hog. And then on the other hand, he's taxing us to death to where we can't even, you know, we can barely afford to take care of ourselves. So I just, it's a real mind manipulation over here in California. People, stay away unless you live in, you know, places like Huntington Beach or El Dorado County that are actually run by people who know how to enforce the law and enforce our rights. Because those are the only two areas so far that I know of.
Wow. Wow. So, Cece, are you able to stick with us? We're going to take a quick break here. That'd be great. We could talk some more about Newsom in California, because I'm really interested in your thoughts there. So let's take – I know. We could probably talk for hours on that. Hey, we'll take a real quick break. This is Joe Hoft. I'm with Cece Woods, and we'll be right back.
In case you're still wondering why the left is melting down over Elon Musk buying Twitter like a toddler who's been kept in a wet diaper for too long and denied access to the Barbie aisle at Toys R Us, consider his tweet today. The obvious reality, as longtime users know, is that Twitter has failed in trust and safety for a very long time and has interfered in elections. Twitter 2.0 will be far more effective, transparent, and even-handed. Elon has also said that he's going to release reports, internal Twitter reports, on blocking accounts. So we're going to get to see behind the curtain at what went on, what conversations were had when they blocked us. Democrats cannot handle transparency. They cannot survive in a free and open society, which is why they always gravitate towards totalitarianism and censorship. From MAGAInstitute.com, this is Timothy Shea for TNT Radio.
It's not a taking a call from childcare seat.
Hello.
Or a coffee on the way to work seat. It's not a reading an email from a workmate seat. Or even a dealing with the kids before they get out of hand seat.
Stop it!
It's a driver's seat. If there's someone or something that needs your attention and it can't wait, pull over first. Because no one's driving if you're distracted. A message from the government of South Australia.
This is the Joe Hoft Show on TNT Radio.
Hey, we're back. This is Joe Hoft. I'm with Cece Woods. Cece, welcome back.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah. And we're just before we left, you were talking about Newsom, and I guess I could that's like cocking a machine gun, isn't it? I mean, this guy's such a monster.
He is a monster, but you can see what his motivation is. Obviously, the White House at some point, and it's interesting how extremely quiet he was during the whole Pelosi scandal, and how he did not mention not one word, even though Nancy is his aunt. No words of support for the family, nothing, because he knew what was going on there. We all knew what was going on there. We're not stupid. Yeah. You know, we were breaking it down from day one.
How about it? So what do you think immediately with that whole scandal?
Oh, first of all, he was already, I don't know where the man gets his energy from, but he's 84 years old. No, I swear to God. Like, I mean, he makes me, I'm a lot younger than him. And I tell you what, I can't keep up with that man. Not even in the news, for God's sakes. Anyway, he was caught with insider trading. He was caught in his Porsche, had a male individual with him. He was on drugs. It was a DUI. And now he has this, he calls 911 and says, my friend David is here. And cops show up. And then the whole story just starts. We all knew what it was. We all knew what it was. This guy was not a MAGA guy. He was a Berkeley dude who a gay Berkeley dude known to like hang out at nudist colonies. And just, it was just so contrived and so ridiculous. And this, it was wild. Just breaking that down daily, with Brian on our show. So, but you know, gruesome, that's what we call him, by the way. We call him Gruesome. As a matter of fact, I don't even call him Newsom anymore. I just call him Gruesome. Anyway, so he didn't utter a word during that whole time. Not one word. No, oh, my poor family. No, nothing. And, but we just had Burton Brink, who ran for assembly down here in California, and he broke down the whole new gas tax that Newsom is trying to push through in a special session on Monday to tax the gas companies because they're making too much money, which in return will have them push up prices even further than they already are. And we pay the highest gas prices in the country.
Yeah, that's what I was probably going to say.
And it's you're just going to set the tone for the rest of the country if that happens.
I wrote a book 10 years ago, and I was talking about the solutions for Asia, from Asia for the U.S., because I was living over there, and Obama was destroying this country over here. And so one of the chapters that I wrote on was on taxes, and California was the example. It was like a family making $50,000 a year is paying more than $25,000 in taxes. And it's like, that was 10 years ago. So now it's like, what's going on there? And that's why people were fleeing the state, that even 10 years ago, they were going to Nevada, to Arizona, to Texas. Those were the beneficiaries of California's just getting out of the state. It's just so expensive.
Well, it's ridiculous. I don't know how things are going to turn around over here. But again, like I said, there's other places that people can live where they care about law and order. You're not going to get away, from the tax situation or the gas situation, but you can at least live with some sense of public safety in those areas. So I don't know how this is all going to shake out, because I don't understand how people can survive and what are they expecting out of this? People are going to continue to move out of California. How are they going to be able to create a strong economy? Because even though we are the fourth largest economy in the world, I can't imagine holding on to that title for much longer if this keeps going on.
Absolutely. It's the destruction of America. Newsom's right. Absolutely right in the middle of it. I really hadn't thought about what you said there about Newsom was pretty silent through the Paul Pelosi thing. Yeah. We tore that thing apart. We had information right away that this thing was very, very fishy. I can't really say what I know, but let's just say that the story that the Pelosi's been saying is total garbage.
And maybe
Use
your common sense if you know what this guy is all about, if you know what he's all about. And he was in the hate. I was just in San Francisco with my kid, two of her closest friends. She's in the tech industry. Two of her closest friends are gay. So we go to the hate all the time, but we don't go to the hate unless we're meeting her friends. And then when we're done meeting her friends, we leave. We don't hang out and take people home.
Oh, that's a gay bar, or what is it? Is that the name of the gay bar?
No, it's a gay area. Yeah, it's a whole
area.
Yeah,
but that's where Pelosi picked up this guy, supposedly. Yeah, there's so many things. I mean, God. Yeah. He didn't call the – here's the thing that really stands out. It's like, here's the deal. The Pelosi home's like – it's covered like an armory. Nobody gets close to that home. Nobody.
Right.
You don't do it unless the family's there. And you're not going to sneak in the back and break a window.
And where was the Capitol Police? You're telling me Capitol Police are not paying attention to what's going on just close to midterms?
They were there. Everybody was there. They're all saying, there goes Paul again. Nancy's away. Mm-hmm. The mice will
play. And turned away. Turn their head.
It's hammer time. They're all saying, well, it's hammer time again at the Pelosi house, you know?
Yeah.
And so.
And no alarm goes off. And then it finally
makes it to the
police cam footage. Where's the police cam footage? Where's the security cameras?
That's it. You know what? I think one of the first things that this new house should do, this Republican house, there's two things, but one of them is they should walk right over to the Capitol Police and get a hold of that video and share it for the entire country, because it's a lie what they're saying. They've got an innocent man that's sitting in prison that they won't allow to talk. They are in jail. They won't allow him to talk. He was injured. We don't know why. We don't know what happened to him, but he was in the hospital as long as Pelosi. And it's like, okay, what really happened in that Pelosi home? Because they've covered
probably
it up,
a little,
and you know,
a little bad drug interaction.
and it was hide the hammer, playing hide the hammer, as some people have said. While Nancy's away, we play hide the hammer at the Pelosi house. And but I think that should be shared. And too much of these willy nilly sissy lack of courage Republicans that end up in D.C. We'll let this kind of stuff go. And it's like, you may think you're being fair to them, but you're not. You're lying to them and to the American people. And there's an innocent man sitting in jail right now who did perhaps nothing wrong. We don't know.
Right.
We don't know what the cops have said. We haven't heard from them. All this stuff is coming out.
No, they were spinning the same bull crap. They were spinning the same bull crap, just like the DA, the interim DA, Brooke Jenkins. Mm. Her tune changed and she started mumbling things that were absolutely in no way, shape or form part of the narrative that she would have if it were any other case, if she was not directed to say certain things. I mean, she basically downright accused him of a crime, and that's not her place. Like, he deserves his day in court if that's the case. It was just the most contrived situation.
A gay man that they're attacking as well. Yeah. They always talk, oh, we're for the, underdog, we're for blacks and we're for gays and we're for, nothing could be further from the truth. These people don't care a thing about anybody. It's all about power and pleasure. And they didn't, hide the hammer and they don't care what you think. And it's all about, covering faces and just disgusting. That Nancy Pelosi, I think she's one of the, I tell you what, here's the thing too,
Thank
Cece,
God she's gone.
Oh my God. But her and Adam Schiff and Swalwell, these guys are like the most disgusting people, not just in the House of Representatives, in America. They are so dishonest. They are so sick. I really can't believe they're winning elections. I don't know. I have a hard time believing that. Who would vote for Adam Schiff? I mean, come on. That guy's psychotic. He's crazy.
No, I couldn't agree more. I totally agree.
California. Yeah, poor California. Yeah. I guess I thank God there's people like you still there. I think what's going to happen, there's going to be a massive revolt and everybody's going to realize, hey, we've been lied to. We're the majority and we're taking the state back. As a matter of fact, I've had a guy on this show. His name's Paul Preston, and he's been talking about the state of New California. Have you heard about that?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I have heard about that. I do need to read up more about it, but it sounds very cool.
Well, he's using the West Virginia model from the Civil War. He says the people in West Virginia in the Civil War, they didn't want to go with Virginia. They didn't want to be Confederate. They said, no, we don't want to be with you. So they went through a process to become their own state, and they got it. And during the Civil War, West Virginia was was formed. And these guys are using that same model. And they're saying, we don't want to be part of this anymore. LA and San Francisco, you can go do your own thing, but we're not part of it. We don't get representation in your government. And that's what he's telling me. Like 15 counties might have one representative in the California legislature, whereas in these big cities, you got 50 or so people or whatever. So
it's crazy.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Well, hey, thanks, Cece, for everything. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, today. No problem.
I know you're busy. And it's great catching up and getting to know you a little bit. So really appreciate you being here.
Well, I'd love to come back anytime you need me.
Oh, that's great. Thanks. And keep me posted on what's going on out there. And we'll put it up the
camera. Oh, I will. Don't you worry.
Okay, great.
Don't you worry.
Well, thanks everybody for listening in. This is Cece Woods and Joe Hoft here at the Joe Hoft Show. And thank you for listening. TNT Radio Live.